Greg and Dan show on WMBD. Dan and I are lucky guys. We've been doing this a long time, both together 17 years, separately. We've been friends 36, doing radio around Peoria and other places. And we've met a lot of wonderful people. One of those guys at the top of the list is this guy, Gary Uftrain. Hi, Gary.
Morning.
It's good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
You look like $1 million.
Yeah.
You're not aging. What's going on?
I am aging. Believe me. I am aging.
Yeah. So today marks your 40th anniversary as a car dealer. That is really remarkable. Tell us how that started. Cars have just been a thing for you since you were a kid, right?
Ever since I was a kid, all I wanted to do was sell cars. A lot of people don't even think about what they want to do. They got goals.
Yeah.
Mine was to be a car salesman.
You knew it from like a young teenager or even younger than that, when you were a little boy?
When I was a kid, I started working at a gas station, and I liked being around cars.
Yeah, and people go into businesses for different things. You went in it for the love of the car. So when someone comes to you, they share that love, and that's why you did it, right?
Well, yes, and I'm a passionate car guy. I collect cars. That's my hobby. But people would come to me, and I would try to listen to what they said. I ask questions. People will tell you what they need in an automobile, what they're expecting. And it's my job as a professional salesperson to fit the best product to their needs.
How old were you when you sold your first car?
I was 18 years old.
And who were you working for?
Goodwin Brothers Ford in Monunk, Illinois.
In Monunk, which is where you grew up.
Yeah.
So you knew everybody in town probably anyway, right? It's a small town, Monunk.
Yeah. 2,000 population. Yeah. A lot of people knew me. I knew them.
Do you know who you sold that car to?
I can't remember. It was two ladies on a Saturday afternoon. I was asked to come and fill in for the salespeople that had won a trip. I talked to two different women, and they both bought a car from me.
Wow. You sold two on one day?
Yeah, I never sold a car before.
Do you remember the model?
They were 65 Mercury. One was a Comet, and one was a Monterey. They were both white. And to ladies, one was from Pontiac, Illinois. She had a restaurant. I can remember that.
That is crazy.
How about this?
What's that?
How simple was the paperwork back then?
Well, back then, we didn't have all the assistance. So if you sold a car, you had to help them get a loan.
So you had to call
the banks and set up, fill out a credit statement and give the bank the information. And then hopefully the bank would approve the loan. Then the bank would say, who's their insurance with? Well, back then, amazingly, a lot of people didn't have insurance. So the next thing you had to do was get them insurance.
Okay. I want you to think about this, Gary. If you or I or Danny went in today someplace and there was an 18-year-old who was helping us get a loan, get car insurance, and pick out the right car, we would go, this is the craziest moment of my life. I don't know that I'd even do it.
Mm-hmm.
But back then it was a different time. And you obviously matured younger or faster than a lot of people.
Well, I was a farm boy, but I did have a lot of people say, you know, I'd walk up to them and greet them, we'd like to talk to a salesman. I said, I am a salesman. No, we want to talk to a salesman.
Yeah.
So I had to learn my
product
knowledge.
Aren't you late for school?
Yeah. It was somewhat like that. But I persevered, learned my product, and when I talked, they knew I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That is such a great story, man.
All right. What was your first love? What was your first car?
Well, my first car was a 1941 Dodge that I think I paid $75 for.
Nice.
And I paid for it with savings from working for the neighbors. And my dad says, well, if you don't have gas, it's gonna set. It set a lot. But I had my 41 Dodge.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break for news. Gary Uftring's here. Today is the day that is the 40th anniversary of Gary Uftring as a car dealer. You started way younger than that, but you've owned the dealership. And dealerships. And look at, you see here, right here on the microphone,
yes,
the UftringChevy.com studios. And we're going to be at your place in Washington on Saturday celebrating with you. And here's my story. Can I tell you my story? 1982, you sold me this car. Actually, you sold my dad that car. It ended up being mine. It was a 1980 Cutlass Supreme.
Nice car.
What was very nice about it is you were cool enough to find somebody at the time. There were people who were putting in T-tops. And we had T-tops cut into that car. That was a wonderful car. The T-tops leaked, but other than that, they all did. Yeah. They all did.
Convertibles all leaked.
They all leaked, yeah. But no, I'm not kidding you. Every time I think of you, I think of that car. Now, I didn't have that exact color. I was a little darker brown, but I bought it from you maybe that first year. That would probably be right, 1982, and it was an 80.
Very possible.
Yeah. This weekend, Dan and I are going to be out there celebrating with you. 8 to 10, we'll be broadcasting on Saturday. And where are we now? Help us understand the industry a little bit. Where are we with working with the manufacturers and inventory levels and all those kind of things?
Well, the inventory levels have improved. The availability of some of the chips and some of the components has improved. The availability of vehicles still is very limited. And we're ordering people cars custom built to their specifications. That's the popular thing right now.
Yeah, and you know, we're so used to walking on a lot and seeing a bunch of vehicles. But if you are willing to take some time and just wait a little bit, you can get a vehicle and you can get it just the way you want it, right?
Yes, we got a lot of customers that will sit down and go through the inventory, find something that they like. If not, then they spec out a car to their equipment and their color.
Right. Well, but my memory is I grew up in Pekin, and so my dad did a lot of business at those dealerships down there. He was a salesman, so he was running through his cars fast, right? Mm-hmm. He would always order a car. He never went and bought a car off the lot back. This is like 60s and 70s, so it kind of is going back, right? Wasn't that the way we did it back in the day?
Yeah. I used to sell cars, obviously, and we used to, it was nothing for me to have 15 or 20 cars coming in a month. That people had special ordered.
Yeah.
Just the way they
were. Well, and I got to tell you, as a kid, I don't know if the adults feel this way, but as a kid, when dad says, hey, they called and the car's in, that was an exciting day.
Yeah.
Everybody, we all went down. We all went down to get the car.
Everybody went out to dinner.
Yeah, exactly what we did.
You had to take a bath. And
you had to take a bath. Yeah, go get the car. Yeah. That's fun, man.
Every industry. And it could be ours, broadcasting, the car industry, the auto industry. Things change, okay? You kind of look back and lament, man, I liked it back then, but you have to adapt. What's the biggest change that you look at in the auto industry?
Well, you know, right now, you know, we're, it's a changing of the guard. When Henry Ford started mass producing cars, back at the turn of the century, there was an evolution. People got rid of their horse and buggy or riding a horse to buying a car and pumping gas. We're at that same point right now with the evolution to electric cars. We're slowly going to transition away from the gasoline engine to an electric car. And we're going through that change, and change is very difficult because you got to plug it in or you got to find some place you can charge it. That's a change,
not
pumping gas. So we're going through a lot of change in size and styling and capabilities and things like that. What people expect out of a car has changed as well.
Well, I tell you, though, there's still going to be, and I know them, the old car guys are like, electric, no, I want gas. They're going to hold on to that.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Gary, before we get out of here, let's talk about something I know is very important to you, and that is people. I know you are a guy, as an employer, as a person who deals with the public, the relationship between you and the people around you, whether they work for you or they're buying from you, I've always admired how you do that. What is that philosophy and where does it come from?
Well, I'm a farm. I grew up on a farm. And what I always, when I started out, I would gauge a person by their parents and how their mom or their dad's reputation or how they were is what my interpretation would be is how they would be as an employer, as an employee of mine.
Right.
And I was right more than often that if the mom and dad were hardworking, honest, educated people, good Christian people, that individual would do their best to be successful. And as a result of that, the success of my stores and organization is not me. It's the men and women that come to work every single day. and do it the right way.
Yeah, but you found those right people. Yeah,
I mean, work hard. I'm working hard today.
Yeah.
I'll talk to somebody at a gas station or a restaurant or in church or wherever and say, this is a great opportunity for you. You ought to come and talk to us and see what we might have that you may like.
And that's very interesting you do it that way, because Greg and I both feel that the younger generation, because now everyone is on phones and doing the and texting and not talking, that people skills, it's hard to find it now in the younger generation. So that's why you're out. When you see someone, you're like, okay, there's some people skills there.
Right.
Let's go after that. You almost have to recruit that way, right?
I'm recruiting all day long, every day, mm-hmm. because we're constantly expanding our business. Our business is changing. This electric education is going to require different education and training and different skill sets. And just people don't want to come back to work. There's an awful lot of people that have retired. A lot of the baby boomers have taken their opportunity to retire. And then we got a lot of people that said, okay, I was sitting at home for 6 months or 3 months. Now I kind of like that, and I'm going to do something different.
Yeah. I'm just chuckling because I don't think the word retire is in your dictionary.
No.
I don't think that's one that's going to come up with Gary Uptrank.
I get asked that. I'm an old guy, but I still love what I do.
Yeah, good for you,
the
man.
Lord willing and keeping me healthy.
Good.
Keeping my mind active. I still love cars.
Happy 40th anniversary. You do a good job with both. And so thank you for that. And this community, you've done a lot of stuff.
By the way, a lot has changed in the car industry. Yep. But if you love the car industry, Gary's love hasn't changed.
That's exactly right. All right. So today there'll be a little celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Uptrank Chevy store. Dan and I will be there on Saturday. A big celebration all day long and really all weekend long. Congratulations. I can't believe, you probably can't believe how quickly 40 years goes by. It's amazing.
No, it seems like yesterday when I walked out of the Chevrolet office out on Drees Lane and walked into the store in Washington and had only 13 cars in stock. Yesterday, it's gone out.
Yeah. It's good to see you, sir.
And
thank you.
And when we're out there on Saturday, because this will be better, we'll be outside broadcasting and the visual. And we'll get into more of this when we talk to you on Saturday, is your involvement in community. And I want to know visually that tornado that went through. I know you're one of the great people who really rallied around that. But visually, where it was around you, and we'll talk about that on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Good to see you,
Thank
Gary.
You. Thank you so much.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.